Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Slavin, joined by
Sam Smith.
And Sam and I are going to be broadcasting here from the Brashear Arena in tonight's matchup between the Brashear Tigers and the Bevier Wildcats. Starting for Bevier, we've got number 2, Chandra Shervington. Number 10, Stephanie Ashenfelter. Number 20, Emily Griffin. And number 32, Caitlin Toley. And number 34, Samantha Templeton. Starting for the Tigers tonight, we've got Stephanie Elsie, number 11. Jesse Hill, number 13. Emily Ladwig, Haley Kelsey, and Christina Scudder. Clock's been set for 8 minutes, and we're just about ready to get underway.
Looks like number 2 will be jumping for the Brevere Wildcats. And number 25, Haley Kelsey, will be jumping for the Tigers. They jump up, Hill with the off the jump, bring the ball down the court across the timeline, over the Elsie. Elsie puts up a shot. It's no good for 2. Scudder gets the rebound, but throws it. It's tipped out by number 34, Templeton, on Brashear's team. Haley Kelsey and the Jesse Hill back down to Kelsey, out to Hill. Hill will drive into Scudder, out to Kelsey, over to Lodwig. And it's a bad pass, and the Wildcats get possession. Number 2 will pass it in, which is Shervington, over to Toll, out to
Ashenfelter. All right, we got Shervington has it up top, sends it over to Templeton on the left side. She holds, sends it over to Griffin, left wing, who hands it off to Ashenfelter, dribbles right. Sends it back left to Templeton, left wing. Back to Ashenfelter on top, around the horn, over the right side to Griffin. Griffin, cross-court pass, nearly loses a handle on it to Templeton. Templeton hands it off to Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter backs it out, resets the offense, dribbles it in the lane to an unobstructed shot, but she's not able to convert it. And they're going to get Shervington with the over-the-back call. No, I think they're going to call it on Templeton now that I see the call. Scudder inbounds it to Jesse Hill, and she walks with it. So with the turnover, we're going to go the other way with the Wildcats. Shervington inbounds. He's going to get it to Toley, who was wide open, but Christina Scudder got her foot on it, so they're going to get it with a kicking call. Out to Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter to the left corner. Back out to Templeton. Shoot from the left elbow. No good. And Wildcats come up with it. Get it back to Ashenfelter. Around the right-hand side to Griffin. Griffin dribbles the free throw line into Ashenfelter. No, Templeton, that is. Her shot from the left elbow is good. Wildcats get on the board first.
He'll bring the ball down over to Kelsey. Kelsey across the timeline. Driving in. Back out to Elsie. Back to Kelsey. Kelsey will put up a shot. It's short. She gets her own rebound. Puts the shot up again. Misses. And there's a foul on number 31, Emily Ludwig. Over the back. Looks like Toll will pass into Ashenfelter. She'll drive down. Guarded by Elsie. Over to Shervington. Back to Griffin. Puts up a shot, no good. Christina comes up with a rebound over the hill. Hill across the timeline. Over to Elsie. Elsie to Ludwig. Ludwig to Hill. Hill will take her time up top of the key. Over to Kelsey. Kelsey to Scudder. Scudder puts up a shot, no good. It's rebounded by Toll. Toll pass over to Ashenfelter. Back out to Griffin, over the Shovington puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Christina Scudder. The pass down to Haley Kelsey. And no good. Comes up with her own rebound. Puts a shot up. No good. Christina Cutter comes up with a rebound. And it's pulled down by the Wildcats jump ball. It'll be over here's ball. And Cole will pass in.
McKim's checking in for Elsie. Inbound pass to Ashenfelder. She'll bring it across the timeline, guarded by Hill. Backs it out near the timeline on the far side. Resets the offense, dribbles it to the three-point line, hands it off to Griffin, and they're going to say Griffin walk with it. The referee, Danny Klatt, hands it off to Christina Scudder. She'll inbound it over on the far side. Scudder to Hill. Hill back to Scudder. Up ahead to Haley Kelsey. Oh, nice looking pass into the lane. Left side of the lane to McKim, but it's got too much mustard on it. She can't handle it, and it goes out of bounds. So it'll come back to the Cats. Ashenfelder brings it across the timeline on the near side in front of the coach's bench. Dribbles it towards the center. Kind of resets the offense a bit. Would like to get it down to the post to Tolley. Tolley steps out. They get it back to her. Her shot's no good. And it's going to be tipped out of bounds off of Shervington, so it'll come back to the Tigers.
Looks like Scudder will be passing the ball in for the Tigers over the hill. Hill will try and bring it down the court. Back to Scudder. Scudder to Hill again. Hill will cross the timeline. It's tried to have a wolf over to McKim into Scudder. Scudder will drive the lane, but it's stole by Tolley, I believe. No, it's stole by Templeton. And it'll be Bashir's ball. Haley Kelsey will pass the ball into the Tigers. Will pass into Hill. Hill will pass back to Kelsey. Cat Kelsey to Hill. Hill to McKim. McKim to Lodrig. Lodrig will drive around, has an open shot, puts it in, no good. And went off the rim for out of bounds, and Cole passed it in to Ashenfelter. Over to number 20, Griffin, to Ashenfelter, to Shermington, puts up a shot, it's good. The Missouri Wildcats lead 4-0. Scudder to Hill. Hill to Scudder. Scudder to Lodrig. Lodrig travels. LV Bevere's ball.
All right, Bevere will inbound it right in front of the scorer's table. It's going to be Templeton. Now back out to Shervington, back to Templeton, who has it up top, sends it over the left side to Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter drives it down the baseline, but brings it back out. Sends it up top to Templeton. Templeton around the horn over the right-hand side to Griffin. Griffin back to Templeton. Shot is no good. But Bevere comes up with the rebound. It's Templeton. Shot is good. Bevere now has a six-point lead. Tigers have not yet been able to get on the board. They inbound it to Hill. Hill up ahead to Haley Kelsey. To Emily Ladwig brings it across the timeline on the left side. Back to Hill. Dribbles it in the lane, kicks it over. Well, was going to kick it over to McKim, but they're going to say that she walked with it. Ashenfelter brings it across the timeline, dribbles it right into the lane. Shot's no good. Bevere with the rebound. Shot no good. McKim ended up with it, and they're going to call. I'm not sure what they're going to say happened. Called it out of bounds, so it'll go back to the Cats. Elsie in for Ladwig. Shot is up and good by Templeton. 8-0 now, Cats. Hill with the ball. Hill to Scudder. Scudder up ahead to Haley Kelsey. Kelsey will dribble it in the right block. Shot is up and no good, and they're going to get Christina Scudder with the over-the-back call.
That'll be her first. Team second. Cole will pass in to Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter will drive. Shot's no good. They called a foul. Number 13, Jesse Hill. Her first, team third. Covered into Toll. Toll puts up a shot. It's good. Scuttering to Hill. Hill has his ball ripped off. Scutter will try and stop, and she gets a rebound. And they call a reaching foul on number, I believe it's 10. Yes. And it's Ashenfelter. Scutter into Hill. Hill over to McKim. Back to Hill. Hill down to Kelsey and the Scutter. Scutter puts up a good layup. That's good for two. The Tigers are finally on the board. Ashenfelter into Ashenfelter. He goes out of bounds. Scutter will pass in to Hill. Hill over to Elsie. Elsie to Kelsey. Kelsey to McKim. McKim will pass. She'll travel. The Vero Wildcats will claim the ball. Number 32, Toll, pass in to Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter to Toll. McKim tries to steal the ball. Shervington gets it. And McKim gets a hold of the ball for a jump ball. It'll still be the Wildcats ball.
McKim is pretty scrappy. She'll go after the field, which she has it for, and she's able to get a hand on it there with the jump ball call. They get it in to Templeton. Shot is good. She's got a nice-looking shot from the baseline. Devere now leads by 10, 12-2. They get it up ahead to Haley Kelsey. Cross-court to Stephanie Elsie at the right elbow to McKim. Back out to Jesse Hill over the left side to Haley Kelsey. Shot from just inside the arc is good. 12-4 now, Devere with the advantage. It just kind of seems like the Tigers are a little lethargic, but I just get a sense that they're starting to wake up a bit. Ashenfelter has it up top, sends it around the horn to Griffin. And Brashear comes up with the steal, and they're going to call a foul on the Wildcats 20, which would be Griffin. That'll be her first, third team, three team apiece now.
Scutter will pass into Hill to Kelsey. Kelsey back to Hill. Hill will cross the timeline, back over to Kelsey. Kelsey will pass back out to Hill. Hill puts up a three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by number 34, Templeton. And they call a foul on number 23, which is Abby McKim. Number 32, Toll, will pass in for the Burger Wildcats. She'll pass in to Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter will set a screen for her. She puts up a shot. It's no good. McKim will come up with the rebound. She'll pass over the Hill. Hill will have a travel called on her. Toll will pass in for the Wildcats. She'll pass in to number 20, Griffin. Griffin will bring the ball across the half-court line. Over to Templeton. Templeton and the Griffin. Griffin guarded. Hits it out of bounds. It will be Brashear's ball, I believe. Yes, it will. Nope, I'm sorry. It's the Wildcats. Shervington. I'm sorry, I cannot pronounce that name. We'll pass in to Templeton. Kelsey will steal it. Kelsey will drive over the Hill. She'll pick up a nice little layup. Now the Tigers are coming back. It looks like Cole will pass in to Ashenfelter. And they call a blocking foul on 35, Caroline Slavin.
Well, she about fell down, and I think she just fell into the player. I don't know that she really intended to do that. It's going to be Cats ball. They send it in to number 20, Griffin. Shot is no good. Rebound goes back to Cats, and they get a shot off just before the buzzer that banks off the glass for two. So at the end of the first quarter, Wildcats lead it 14-6.
That was low. Worth that one.
Five team fouls on the Tigers, three on the Wildcats. Ready to get underway in the second quarter. Wildcats lead at 14-6. It's going to be the Tigers' ball. Scudder is going to inbound it on the far side to Hill. Same suspects on the floor for the Tigers. Hill has it up top, sends it over the left side to Haley Kelsey. Back out to Hill. Hill's going to drive it in the left side to Haley Kelsey. Back out to Hill. Left wing, her shot for three comes up no good. And Griffin comes up with the rebound, and they're going to call a foul, I think, on Abby McKim. Toley will inbound it for the Cats. Gets it out to 20, Griffin. Griffin brings it across the timeline, hands it off to Templeton. Templeton's shot's no good. Haley Kelsey with the rebound. Kelsey brings it across the timeline. He's going to dribble up the three-point line, into the lane, shot no good. Gets her own rebound, shot no good. Christina Scudder gets a rebound, shot good. Tigers now behind 14-8. Bring it up ahead into the left-hand side. Shot is good. It's the shot was by Shervington. Foul is going to be on number 23, which is McKim. That may be her third. It is. So she's going to be probably sitting for the rest of the half. Stephanie Elsey checks in for her.
Shervington gets set for her first shot. Oh, her only shot in this case. Puts it up. It's good. Scudder will pass into Hill. Hill pass to Scudder. Scudder will bring it across timeline. Down to Slavin. Back up to Hill. Hill will pass off to Elsie. Elsie will dribble around the top of the key. Over the Hill. Hill back to Elsie. Elsie kind of fumbles it. Back to Hill. Over to Slavin. Slavin to Kelsey. Over the Hill. Over to Elsie. Elsie will put up a shot. No good. Caroline Slavin will draw a foul on number 10. Ashington. Ashtonfelter.
Fourth team foul now. Kelsey will inbound it for the Tigers. Sends it over the left-hand side, back out to Hill up top. Hill dribbles the left elbow over to Slavin, back out to Elsie up the right wing. Elsie to Hill up top the key, and she shuffled her feet. They're going to get a travel call. 6:29 left in the half, 17-8 Wildcats.
Cole passes it in to Ashenfelter. Will tip it out. It'll be the Tigers' ball. Scudder will pass it in. She'll pass it in to Hill. Hill will bring it across the timeline. Over to Elsie. Back to Hill. Into Scudder. Back out to Kelsey. Over to Elsie. Elsie puts up a shot. It's no good. Gets rebound by Christina Scudder. Gets it. No good. Rebound by Hill. No good. Shot's up. And good for Christina Scudder. And it's fouled during her shot. Looks like she was fouled by number 20, which is Griffin. She will have one shot, I believe. It's her second. The team's fifth? Yes. She'll put up her shot, and it's good. The Tigers are in double digits now. Looks like Shervington will pass it in to Toll. Back to Shervington. Over to Griffin. Griffin will drive. No good. It's fouled by Stephanie Elsie. She'll be shooting, too.
Well, we're going to be in the 1-1 now, so Griffin will go to the line. 18 fouls now on the Tigers. Griffin's shot is up and nothing but net. That was the foul on Elsie, and it was her first. Second shot is on its way, and this one's no good. And Haley Kelsey comes up with the rebound to Hill. Hill brings it across the timeline and has the ball stripped from her by Griffin, but she gets down on her knees, and the ball goes out of bounds, so it'll stay with the Tigers. Christina Scudder will inbound it on the far side to Hill. Hill puts it on the floor, sends it back out to Elsie. Elsie drives it along the right corner, back out to Hill, back into Christina Scudder at the right block, shot up off the glass is no good, but she gets her own rebound, but they're going to call a jump ball. 18-11 now, Wildcats with the lead, and it's going to be Bevere's ball. Tolley will inbound it. Sends it to Shervington, hands it off to Ashenfelder. She drives in the lane, passes it off, shot's no good. But Bevere get the rebound, shot no good, and they're going to call foul on Christina Scudder. No, they're going to call it on Jessie Hill, I believe. That will be her second, and Ashenfelder will shoot a couple. First shot's good. Second shot's on its way, and it's good as well. Knight 20-11 now. Hill with the ball. Brings it up across the timeline, up ahead to Haley Kelsey. Back to Hill. Shot up off the glass is no good. Christina Scudder with the rebound, and it's no good. And they're going to call a jump ball. Sam, I don't know how many shots we've taken that haven't gone in.
I don't know. It's not looking too good for our shot percentage.
Send it out to Haley Kelsey up top, back to the left corner to Hill. Shot from there is good.
It's only for two, but it'll still work. Cole passing to Griffin. Griffin will drive down. It's guarded by both Lodwick and Hill. Out to Ashenfelter. Out to Shervington at the three-point line. Jumps over, no good. Stephanie Elsie with the rebound. And it's fouled by number 20, which is Griffin. And that will be her third foul and the team's sixth.
So they're going to be in the one-on-one from now on. For this half, they get it into Hill. Hill brings it across the timeline. Cats fall back. Get it up ahead to Christina Scudder, whose shot is, this one's good. Now the Tigers are up within five. They get it up ahead to Shervington, brings it across the line. Her shot from the left elbow is no good, but somehow Bevere got the rebound. No shot, no good. Haley Kelsey gets it, and we're headed back the other direction. 4:20 left in the half. Kelsey up ahead to Scudder. And they're going to call a foul, I believe, on 32 Tolley, I think.
They called the foul on number two, which is Shervington.
Yep.
And it's a blocking foul, and Christina Scudder will be shooting one and one. She gets lined up for her first shot. She puts it in, and it's no good. Lodwick comes up with the rebound and is tripped. Ashenfelter coming to rebound. Elsie gets set, and there's a charge on number 10, Ashenfelter.
They call the charge. She's an aggressive player.
To the left of the bleachers, all I heard was boos, but on the other side of the bleachers, all I heard was cheering. Scuttering to Elsie, back to Hill, over to Lodwick. Lodwick will pass out to Elsie. Over the Hill. Hill will pass over to Lodwick. Lodwick out to Hill. Hill will drive in. Out to Kelsey. Kelsey gets shot, set for a shot. Puts it up no good. Toll gets a rebound over the number 33, which is Sue. Bassler. Over to Shervington. Puts up a shot. No good. There's a foul on number 34, Templeton. 1-1.
Bevere's been playing pretty,
back in the game.
Bevere's been playing some pretty aggressive ball, and they're starting to get the fouls called on them now. We've got 9 fouls apiece on both teams now, so from now on, whoever commits a foul in the last 3 minutes and 29 seconds is going to get to shoot twice. Slavin checks in for Haley Kelsey.
From now on, every foul that is on in this quarter, they'll be shooting 2 shots. Scudder puts in her first shot. It's good. Gets set for her second. And it's good.
Tigers now within 3.
Looks like Bathlin will bring the ball down the court. Guarded by Ludwig. Over to Toll. Bevere will call a timeout. 30 seconds.
Haley Kelsey's checking in for somebody, but I'm not sure who at this point.
It's still anybody's game right here. The Wildcats could blow away with it, or the Tigers could come back.
All right, it's going to be the Cats' ball. And they lose a handle on it, and Jesse Hill is going to take it all the way down. And shot is no good, Haley Kelsey, but the rebound and the putback. Tigers are now within 1, 20-19, 3 minutes left. They get it ahead to Griffin. Griffin brings it across the timeline, has the ball tipped out by Emily Ludwig, so it'll stay with the Wildcats.
The Tigers do not need a foul right here. That would hurt. That would just kill them.
They get it into Bassler. Bassler guarded by Slave, and Bassler drives it into the lane and loses the handle on it. Scudder comes up with it to Slavin. Slavin hands it off to Ludwig. Ludwig brings it across the timeline on the near side, sends it back to Hill into the right left blocks, back out to Ludwig on the left side. Shot is nothing but net. Tigers have the lead, 21-20, 2:34. Bassler has it, brings it across the timeline. Nearly walks with it, but they send it over to the right side. Shot's no good, and Christina Scudder comes up with it, but they're going to call a jump ball. But it'll stay it'll go back to the Cats.
Looks like Shervington will pass in to Toll. Toll out to Griffin. Griffin will drive. It's hit by Ludwig. Ludwig's falling on the seat. Gets back up. Rebounded by Toll. I'm sorry, they put up a shot. Jesse Hill with the rebound. They call another jump ball. The Tigers are not doing good with those loose balls. It'll be the Tigers' ball this time. Scudder will pass it in to Hill. Hill will dribble over to Ludwig. Pass over to Ludwig. Cross timeline. Down the Scudder. The shot is up again. Tigers lead by 3.
Hill with the steal. She's going to take it back, but she's double covered up to Haley Kelsey. Shot's no good, but gets it back to Scudder over
gosh.
To Haley Kelsey to Slavin. Slavin back out to Hill. Hill's going to shoot for 3. No good. Bevere with the ball, and they're going to get Emily Ludwig with a reaching foul. So the Cats will go to the line to shoot 2. 10 fouls on the Tigers, so they'll get to shoot both of them.
Driven puts in her second shot. Good. Tie ball game with 5 seconds left. Over to Kelsey. Kelsey back to Hill. Hill to Elsie. Elsie will put up the shot. It's no good.
So it's halftime, and we're all knotted up at 25. Clock's been reset for 10 minutes, and we'll be back in a few for the second half of tonight's action between the Brashear Lady Tigers and the Bevere Wildcats. All right, we're about ready to get underway in the second half of tonight's first game. We're all knotted up at 25 in this one. Tigers getting a real slow start tonight. Dug themselves out into a huge hole with more than 10 points behind, but they began to crawl their way back, and by halftime, we're all knotted up at 25. On the floor for the Tigers, it's going to be Scudder, Slavin, Kelsey, Elsie, and Hill. It's going to be Bevere's ball, and they inbound it to Ashenfelder, their spark plug, dribbles it up to the top of the key around the horn to the left-hand side. Shot is no good, but Bevere gets the rebound. Back to Toley, out to Ashenfelder up the top of the key, resets the offense, sends it over to the right side, and it goes out of bounds off of Stephanie Elsie. Out to Ashenfelder, up to Shervington, back out to Ashenfelder up the top of the key, around the right-hand side to Templeton, whose shot is no good. And the ball's on the floor, and they're going to call a scrum. It'll come back to the Tigers.
Looks like Scudder will pass the ball into Elsie. Elsie will drive across the half circle. Stole by Griffin. But then Griffin is in control of it, and it's Bashir's ball. Caroline Slavin kind of helped with that one. She slapped the ball and gave it a little spin, and it was just over. Scudder will pass into Kelsey. Kelsey will pass to Hill. Hill to Scudder. Scudder will drive in over the Slavin. Slavin puts up a good shot for two.
It left Slavin wide open quite a while. The coach was calling for him to get over the weak side, but they weren't able to do it, and Slavin was able to convert.
It looks like Ashville will put up a shot for three. No good, rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey will drive and pass to Hill across the timeline to Elsie. Into Scudder. Scudder will put up a nice shot for two. Tigers breaking away here. Shervington will pass into Ashenfelder. Over to Toll. Back to Ashenfelder. Over to Griffin. Griffin will drive. After Ashenfelder. Over to Templeton. Back to Griffin. To Toll. To Ashenfelder. To Templeton. To Toll. To Griffin. To Ashenfelder. To Templeton, to Ashenfelder, to Toll, to Griffin, to number two, which is Shervington.
Called a foul on Christina Scudder. That's going to be her third, and Ludwig's going to check in the game, I'd assume, for Scudder.
Looks like Shervington will pass into Toll puts up a shot. No good. Out to Shervington. Looks like Elsie will get the rebound. Guarded over the Hill. Hill will pass to Elsie. Slavin's open. Back to Hill, though. Slavin's moving good. Over the Hill to Slavin. And Slavin just basically was the key point for that deal. And it's only two, surprisingly.
That was nice looking ball movement there by the Tigers.
Looks like the shot will be put up. Ludwig will rebound it down the Hill. Hill back to Ludwig. They call it travel. But right there is one of the key points of basketball. You always got to move until you get open. And Slavin did that. Got open. They passed to her. And then Kelsey got open. They just threw the defense off balance is what they did.
Tigers now come to a six-point advantage, 31-25.
Griffin will travel.
5 minutes left in the third period.
Kelsey will be passing in for the Tigers because Scudder's out. McKim will sub in for Elsie. Kelsey in to Hill. Hill will pass to McKim. McKim travels.
Sort of wondered about that. She's a good defender, and they switched her out with Elsie when the Tigers were on offense. That didn't take very long. Here comes Elsie right back in for McKim. Ashenfelder will bring it across, dumps it over the left-hand side. Elsie nearly gets a hand on it. Does, goes out of bounds, but they're going to say it's off of Elsie, so it'll stay with the Wildcats. Shervington's going to inbound it for the Wildcats. into Toll. Toll, the right elbow up to Ashenfelder over the left-hand side. Shot is short. Emily Ladbug with the rebound to Haley Kelsey. Kelsey brings it across the timeline. Over to Hill, the left side, back out to Elsie. Squares up just inside the arc. No, shot's no good. And Bassler with the rebound. They're going to get Haley Kelsey for the reaching over the back. That's her first. I'm surprised about that, Sam. I thought she had some fouls already.
Me too. Looks like Ashenfelder ran across the line. Over to Toll. Toll pass out to Templeton. Over to Toll. Toll put up a jump shot. Short. Hill with the rebound. Guarded by three. Here comes Ashenfelder. No foul, surprisingly. She just about jumped on her. Over to Kelsey. Back to Hill. Over to Laudrey. Hill gets squared up. It's good. Or no good, sorry.
Three on one. Now always a dangerous thing.
Griffinfelter put up a shot for two. It's good. Elzio pass into Hill. Over to Laudwig. Laudwig's got an open man down low. Or a woman, sorry. Over to Slavin. Slavin puts up a shot. No good. Shevington will get the rebound over to Ashenfelter to Laudwig, and there's a slap for number 33.
Bassler, I think it's going to be an over-the-back call, probably. Christina Scudder getting ready to check back in the game. She's coming in for Slavin. So it'll remain the Tigers' ball.
Into Laudwig and the Scudder. Over to Elsie. Elsie will put up a nice little shot. No good. And there's a foul called on number 41.
She's probably going to get her fourth foul, and Slavin's coming in for her.
Smart thing to do right there. Here's 3 minutes left and a half. Ashenfelter will bring the ball down. Over to Bassler. Back to Ashenfelter. Back to Toll. Toll put up a shot for two. No good. Hill will come with the rebound, but it's squeezed out of it. Toll will get that. Put up a shot. No good. Ashenfelter will put up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Kelsey. Kelsey is guarded hard. Over to Slavin. Slavin to Kelsey. Kelsey back to Hill. Over to Elsie. Back to Hill. Into Kelsey. Kelsey will put up a nice little shot.
That is something I have never seen her do, a left-handed hook shot.
Yeah, really. Ashenfelter running across timeline over to Bassler. Hill will come up with it somehow, but then, yes, over to Kelsey. Kelsey will bring the ball across the... down to Elsie. Elsie puts up a nice little shot down low. Tigers lead by 8 points. Ashenfelter will bring it across the line.
Coach is encouraging the Tigers to really push it this time. You're seeing a lot more motion than I've seen these girls do before. Shot is no good. Cats get the rebound and go with the put back, and 35-29, Tigers with the advantage. Bevere calls the timeout, so with 1:52 left in the third period, Tigers up by six.
Just like I was talking about earlier, motion is one of the number one keys in basketball. It's not a fundamental, but you've got to have motion to get open if they're playing a man-to-man defense. And that really helps the Tigers because they've been moving a lot tonight. And, you know, Slavin just kind of...
On the floor for the Tigers, we've got Haley Kelsey, Jesse Hill, Emily Ladwig, Caroline Slavin, and Stephanie Elsie. It's going to be the Tigers' ball. They're going to have the full length of the court to go.
Kelsey will pass into Ladwig. Ladwig to Hill. Hill will drive down to Kelsey, to Elsie, to Hill, to Ladwig, to Hill. Oh. And it's Tigers' ball.
I think they dribbled it off of the Wildcats' foot.
Kelsey will pass into Elsie. Elsie will put up a shot for three. It's good.
Boom goes the dynamite.
That's the first three I think I've seen all night that goes has went into the Tigers. Ashenfelter to Bassler to Shervington. They call a foul on number 25.
Haley Kelsey, I believe. I think that's her second. Yep.
You know, it's not really hurting her too bad, but if she gets a couple more fouls, she's going to have to stop slapping. Lottery comes up with a slap. There's a bad pass by Haley Kelsey, and Coach is just saying settle down right now. Ashenfelter brings the ball across the court to Griffin. Back to Ashenfelter, the Bassler, to Shervington. And Kelsey's just straight up there and gets the rebound over to Lodwig. To Elsie. To Hill. To Lodwig. Elsie, I'm sorry. She puts up a shot. It's no good. Toll with the rebound over to Ashenfelter. She puts up a three. No good. Lodwig with the rebound. Down the hill. Hill will pass to Lodwig over to Elsie. To Hill. To Kelsey. Back to Lodwig. And put that shot. It's no good, but rebound by Elsie. And Elsie's just on the floor for that. She's been real aggressive tonight.
Good hustle by Stephanie Elsie. She got down there on the floor with the ball, caused a little scrum, and got the jump ball. 20 seconds now left in the third period. Tigers up by 9.
Ashenfelter to Bassler to Toll. Back out to Ashenfelter to Bassler. And they call 3 seconds on the lane on number 32, Toll.
I think that was with the encouragement by the Brashear coach, too. 8.4 seconds left. Into Elsie. 7 seconds. To Haley Kelsey, and she loses batted pass, loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds. So with 3 seconds, it'll go back to Bavira.
There just might have been a little encouragement because all we heard was three. Into Bassler, over to Griffin. Stole by Elsie by the last second, but I don't know if he'll count that or not.
So we're ready to start the fourth period. Tigers coming back from a dreadful first period. Caught up by the half, 25-25, and now at the end of the third period, they're up by 9. So the score at the beginning of the fourth quarter is going to be 38-9. Tigers with the advantage. 4 team fouls on the Tigers in this half. 1 on Bevere.
We're back. The clock's set for 8 minutes, and the Tigers still lead by 9, and it is the Tigers' ball. Bavir is just stumbled at that. Kelsey will be passing the ball in into Hill. Hill will bring across the timeline over to Elsie. At the Hill to Kelsey. Kelsey puts up another right hand. Left-hand hook, and it's good. The Tigers lead by 11. Ashenfelter brings the ball across the timeline to Griffin and to Shervington, but Toll comes up with it somehow. Bassler picks up a shot. It's no good, and they called a foul on number 2.
It's going to be on Shervington. Haley Kelsey just had perfect position on her and required forced Irvington to go over the back to try to go for the rebound, and she got called with the infraction.
Right here. Kelsey will pass in to Hill. Hill pass down to Lodwig. Lodwig out to Hill. Back to Lodwig. Lodwig will pick up a shot. No good. Slavin just barely missed that rebound. Ashenfelter will bring it down. Over to Toll. Toll down to Templeton. Stole by Slavin. Schultz and real aggressiveness. Kelsey will bring the ball down. Tried to have a wolf. to Laudrig, to Hill, back to Laudrig, over to Kelsey, to Slavin, to Elsie. And like I said earlier, they're just moving this ball around over to Laudrig, to Hill. Oh, nice little cover up by Elsie there, to Hill, to Kelsey, to Laudrig, to Elsie, to Laudrig, saves it. And White will call a timeout for full. Heavy Kelsey will pass in to Hill. Hill bring it down, not stopped. Over to Laudrig. Laudrig back to Hill. Over to Laudrig. Back to Kelsey. To Laudrig's open. Put up shot, no good. Kelsey comes up with the rebound after Laudrig. Laudrig doesn't put up a shot. Over to Elsie. Elsie puts up another one. No good. Templeton is trapped and passes it off to Cole. Over to Ashenfelter. The grip into Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter puts it up for two. It's good. Kelsey to Hill. Back to Kelsey. To Laudrig. To Hill. Hill will take her time setting up the play to Kelsey, to Laudrig, to Hill. To Laudrig. Kelsey, to Hill, puts up a shot. It's no good. Templeton comes up with the rebound. Over to Ashenfelter, brings it across the timeline. Puts up a three. No good. Kelsey comes up with the rebound there. Over the hill. Hill will drive. And there's a foul for two shots. Hill will be shooting.
Tigers just getting a whole lot more aggressive about pushing the ball than I think I have ever seen them play. And Hill took a strong drive to the basket and drew the foul. And she'll go to the line and get to shoot a couple. Foul was on Shervington. That was her third. Hill's shot is up and good. Tigers up again by 10. Scudder checks in the game for Slavin, and McKim checks in the game for Elsie.
Hill gets that first second shot. Throws it up. It's good. Tigers now lead by 11 again. Ashenfelter brings it across the timeline to Griffin. Griffin puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Toll. To Ashenfelter. To Shervington. Puts it in for two. It's good. Scudder's back in the game. And we'll pass it in to Hill. Back to Scudder. To Laudrig. Laudrig's open. To Scudder. Scudder puts up a nice little jump shot. No good. Gets your own rebound. And drives in there. It's no good. It's out of bounds on Drew Wildcat. And that's one main advantage on Scudder is she will shoot and she'll follow her shot no matter what, even if she thinks it's going in. Kelsey will put it in the McKim over to Laudrig, or I'm sorry, Hill to Laudrig, back to Hill. Hill puts up a nice little shot around the free throw line. It's good. Tigers lead by 11. Ashenfelter brings it across the timeline over to Griffin to Shervington. Puts up a nice little shot. It's good for two. Tigers lead by 9. Scudder to Laudrig. Laudrig to Scudder. To Kelsey. To Scudder. To Kelsey. To Hill. Hill taking her time. Looks around the 3-point line. Over to Laudrig. Back to Kelsey. To Hill.
Tigers obviously seeking to slow it down just a little bit now, although Ladwig now shoots up off the glass. Shot's good. 46-35, 3:36 left. Navier takes it all the way down, get the rebound. Put back by Shervington is good. 46-37 now, Tigers with the advantage. Jesse Hill with the ball for the Tigers. A lot of pressure put on by Bevere, they get it across the timeline. Jesse Hill has up top the key, sends it over to Ladwig on the right side. She drives the baseline, kicks it back out to Hill, who's going to shoot just inside the arc. Shot no good. And Bevere with the rebound. Ashenfelter sends it all the way up ahead to Shervington, whose shot is no good, but Bevere somehow gets the rebound. And McKim has the ball for the Tigers now. Shot was no good. She brings it across the timeline, nearly loses the handle on it. And while she's in the process of losing the handle on it, Coach Williams takes a timeout. So with 2:54 left on the floor, left in the game, Tigers lead it by 9, 46-37. It'll be Tigers ball, and we'll be right back.
Scudder to Hill. Held to Lovig. Back to Hill to Scudder. Scudder will put up a nice little shot. No good. Tipped out of bounds by the Wildcat. It'll be inbounded by Haley Kelsey. And she'll pass it in to Hill. Hill back to Kelsey. To Hill. To Lovig. To Scudder. Griffin takes it over the Ashenfelter. And Scudder with the rebound. Hill's
going to bring it back the other way. It comes across the timeline. We'll see if they slow it down a little bit. Picks up the ball. Hands it to Scudder. Back out to Lodwig on the right side. Lodwig back to Hill. Cross court to McKim. Back to Hill. Back to Lodwig in the right corner. She squares up just inside the arc. It's good. Lodwig having a real good night tonight. Not sure how many points she has, but Tigers are back up on top now by 11. 48-37, 1:56 left in the game. Ashenfelter sends it in the lane to Shervington. Shervington's pass or shot is no good. It's blocked by Ladwick off the hill. Hill brings it across the timeline. Picks up the dribble. Over to McKim, the left side. Back out to Hill. Hill dribbles it up the right blocks over to Lodwig, back to the corner to Elsie, back up top to the right elbow to Hill, back to baseline to Haley Kelsey, to Lodwig just inside the line. Her shot misses the basket completely, and so it'll go back to Bevere. 1:25 left in the game. Tigers up by 11, 48-37.
Ashenfelter brings it across the timeline. It's guarded by Lodwig, gets it off Lodwig, or not Lodwig, but McKim. Gets it off McKim's body. Bevere ball. The Wildcats. Number 2, Shervington, will be passing it for Bevere Wildcats. And to Toll. Toll to Shervington. To Toll. Puts up a shot. It's good for 2. Scudder will pass in to Hill. To Scudder back to Hill. Oh, it's stolen by Griffin. Oh, this ain't for 2. To Lodley. To Hill. Oh my god. Stole by Shervington. Out of bounds. His first year's ball. 7-point game right here.
Tigers got away with one there. They just about had the ball stolen from them, but fortunately she was out of bounds at the time.
Kelsey to Hill. To... No one. She dribbled. And now over to Lodwig. They're just messing with the Wildcats, but there's a foul. There's a foul on Ashenfelter. And it will be taken out at the half-court line. That's 4 on her.
Stephanie Elsie checking in the game for McKim to give him a little bit more of ball handling, I'd say. It's going to be Hill to Ladwig. Ladwig to Kelsey, 21 seconds. Kelsey to Scudder, back out to Hill up top. To Haley Kelsey, 13 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Tigers win it.
So the Tigers win it. 48-41. Clock's been reset for 10 minutes. We'll be back in a few for tonight's boys action between the Brashear Tigers and the Bevere Wildcats. This is John Slavin joined by Sam Smith. We're broadcasting tonight from the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri.
we're back, and just so you know, Fest just hasn't made a good call. Starting for Bevere, 00, Jester. Number 3, Chris. Number 4, Shelvamy. Number 24, French. And number 31, Shelvamy. Actually, it's Jesse Shelvamy and Bryson. Starting for the Bashar Tigers. 23, Justin Hayden. Number 31, Matt Thomas. 33, Callie Watson. 45, Kyle Watson. 55, Trey Treasure. Six, three. Looks like both teams are getting ready. Ready to showdown. Ready to mow down. Here we go. Enough of the rhyme. Looks like number 31, Brian Gentleman, will be jumping for the Revere Wildcats. Looks like number 55, Trey Treasure, to jump for the Tigers. The outcome of this is going to end up, I bet, $50, Treasure. Oh, I'm right. Matt Thomas comes off of the jump. Out to Hazen, Watson, Kale, to Kylie. Trey Treasure puts up a nice little shot. It's good for two. Looks like double zero. Passing to number 4, Shelvamine. To number 3, Chris. And there's a foul on number 55, Trey Treasure. Number 24, French will pass in to number 4, Shelvamine. Over to Chris. Tipped by Callie Watson. He's a big boy. To Chris. Callie Watson steals it to his brother Kale. He's gonna go up. No good. There. Number 3, Chris, is hurting. Number 21, Smith will come into the game here. Number 3 hops off of court. He looks like he's going to be able to play later, but he's just going to take it easy. Double zero is guarding Kale Watson and Trey. Looks like Sheldamine. Jess Sheldamine. Oh, tries to pass it to his brother. Kale will go up with it. Oh, man, it's going to be a good ball game right here, boys. Looks like Sheldamine will go down to Smith. Over to double zero, Shaster, I believe, Smith, and they call a foul on Matt Thomas. And Bavera will call a timeout, and the Rear Wildcats come out of their little huddle. From the Tigers, woo! Looks like 24. Pass in to Callie Watson there, and Mississippi Sheldon. Hazen will put up a three-pointer. It's no good! Callie Watson jumped up the rebound. I was surprised I didn't see it down there. Justin Hazen. Over Thomas. Treasure does a nice little left-handed layup. Sheldamine to Smith. To number 20, score. French to Sheldon, to Smith, to Sheldon, to Treasure. Wait, no, they put up a shot and Treasure grabbed it. Number 23, Justin Hazen, comes down the court. To Tyler Watson, to his brother Kale. Kale, called out of bounds. Tigers lead it 6-0. Number 20 will come in the game. Pete, his last name is Peter. And number 14, last name, Livingston. Smith to Livingston. Trap stole by Justin Hazen. Treasure, and Treasure will, almost put it up. And they call a foul for two shots on number 44. That's Sheldon for his first. Team's first. Your second, I'm sorry. Kale puts in her first shot nice and easy. And gets it up for his second. Throws it in. Whoosh. Sheldon. Tyler Watson has another defensive steal to Hazen, to Watson, to Thomas. Thomas puts it in for two. Livingston to Sheldon. And it's tipped out of bounds by, I believe, Larry Thomas. They're showing real aggression tonight. Number 3, Crest. We'll come back in the game for Sheldon. I believe Jesse Sheldon. Looks like number 20, Peter, will pass in to Chris. To number 10. I'm sorry, I didn't recognize him whenever he came in. Pass down to Sheldon, puts in nice to 10. Number 10 is Kearns. I'm sorry, I did not announce him for all you Bavir fans. Kel Walton to Treasure. They call it travel. Number 20. Don't know his name. Off the top of my head. And to number 3, Crest. Down to number 20, and his name is Peter. Ryan Fertig. To Hazen. To Kylie. Walton puts up one for two. It's good. The Tigers lead by 10. Ryan Fertig gets a steal. Sheldon gets a steal. Watson tips it out. I thought there might be a little conversion there. Number 20, Peter. Passes in to Sheldon. Sheldon guarded by Treasure. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Matt Thomas. And there's a push. A number 31. Brian Sheldon. And when that boy puts a push, it's not intentional. I'll tell you that right now. He's 6-5. Pretty tall. Matt Thomas brings ball down the court for the Tigers. To Fertig. To Watson. To Treasure. Puts up a nice shot for two. Tigers lead by 12. Matt Thomas gets a steal. To Watson. Watson puts on the two. Tigers lead by 14. And to Crest. Crest will pass it over to, I don't know. I'm sorry. Peter. Over to Crest. To Sheldon. Puts up a shot. No good. 20, Peter. Puts up a shot. Good. Trey Treasure will pass the ball in to Matt Thomas. To Kylie Watson. Oh, tries to pass the Ryan Fertig. Would have been beautiful. But he missed. Looks like, can't tell you he's passing in. It'll be number 20, Peter. To number 4, Sheldon. Guarded. Does like a nice little right-hand hook there. Tigers only leading by 10 now. To Hazen. To Thomas. To Treasure. Treasure puts one up for two. To Sheldon. Oh, but Thomas comes up with a steal. to Watson, to Hazen. Hazen will put up a nice little jump shot. It's good for two. The Tigers get their lead back. Sheldamine to Peter. Stolen by Trey Treasure to Ryan Fertig. Puts up a shot for two, and there's a blocking foul. Is it good? That's the question. No, it's the shot is no good, but he will be shooting two free throws. Wait, the shot is good. We'll be shooting one. Yep. Okay. Sheldon and a bunch of them come out. Double zero's back in. Number 24's back in. Number, I don't know. Ryan Fertig gets it for his first shot. No good. Sheldon with it. Matt Thomas comes up with a steal. He puts up a nice little left-hand layup. Into Peter over the Sheldamine. Sheldamine, there's a foul called on Ryan Fertig. French will pass in. Number 21, Smith. Back to French. French puts up a nice little shot. Good for two. Watching the Hazen. Hazen then. Fertig puts one up for two. It's good. Hazen steals it to David Anderson. To Kale Watson. No good. Is tipped out on Smith. For sure, ball. Kale Watson will be passing inbounding the ball for the Tigers. His brother, Kylie, puts up a nice little shot for two. Tigers leading by 20. To Sheldon, to Smith. Late call. 33. Kylie Watson, the shot is good. We'll be shooting one. Get set for a shot. Okay. No good. Kale Walton comes up with the rebound. So David Anderson puts a shot up for two. It's good. Tigers leading by 20 once again. Sheldon. Out to Chris. Smith. I don't know. And they call it charge. Wait, no, 24. It has a push on him. That's his first team's fifth. Ryan Fertig will be inbounding the ball for the Tigers. Justin Hazen. Across timeline. To Anderson. Treasure, and they call a push on Treasure. Anthony Ambrosio subbing in the game for, I don't know who, they're Sheldon in. Stop by Watson. Gets a nice steal to his brother, Kale. This game's just been a blowout to the Tigers. Into Matt Thomas. Out to Fertig. Fertig puts it up for two. It's good. The Tigers leading by 22 points in the first quarter, too. Oh, my. Tyler Watson comes to the rebound. Stole by Sheldon. Puts it in for two. Tigers leading by 20. Stole by his brother, Sheldon. Kale Watson comes up with the rebound. Driving down. Over to Brogia. To Fertig. To Watson. To Matt. To Ryan. To Watson. They kind of had their triangle going there for a second. They're just burning time. Wildcats don't even know it. They don't know what's coming. Swanson, Matt, Swanson, Thomas, Swanson, Swanson, to Matt, Thomas, to Ferdig, to Brozia, to Watson, into his brother Watson, puts up a shot, it's no good. Stolen by Brozia, puts it up for two, no good. Uh-oh. 41. Ryan Ferdig gets his second foul, team six. Puts up a shot. Oh! Chris is probably upset about that. Oh, Ryan, don't. If you don't mind, I'm going to go get something.
All right, it's going to be Bethier's ball. They're going to get it into Smith. Shot from the corner is a little short. Ferdig with the rebound. Cale Watson's going to bring it back for the Tigers. Watson on the right wing over to Ferdig, left wing, back to the left corner to Thomas. Dribbles it in. The shot's no good. Kylie Watson, though, with the rebound, the strong putback for two. Tigers on top 34 to 12. Kress with the shot from the left elbow. Shot's no good. And Brian Shelmadine with the rebound. ...34-12, Tigers with the advantage, 7:29. I looked down, not sure what happened there, but Tigers end up with the ball, so it's going to be Cale Watson ahead to Ferdig. Ferdig splits the defense, loses a handle on it, and it goes off his knee out of bounds, so it'll come right back to the Wildcats. Smith with the ball. Hands it back to French. Up ahead to Peter. They're going to call a foul on Matt Thomas. Tigers now in a one-on-one. And Peter will go to the line. Peter's shot is up and good. Peter's second shot is up and on its way, and it's a little bit to the right, but it bounces around a couple times and ends up going in. So Tigers up now by 20, 34-14, 7-11 left in the half. Hazen has the ball over to Ambrosia, back to Cale Watson, back out to the left elbow to Kylie Watson. His shot bangs on the front iron but goes in. Wildcats get it up ahead to French. French cross-court pass, tries to get it over to Peter, but the ball is stolen by Hazen. Up ahead to Cale Watson, up to Ferdig, the right blocks. Oh, man, good move, ball movement there. Tigers able to convert. Smith with the ball for the Wildcats. Up ahead to Shelmadine, drives along the right-hand side, kicks it back over the right corner. Back in the paint to Shelmadine. That would be Brian Shelmadine. His shot's good. 38-16 now, ties with advantage. Hazen up ahead to Cale Watson. Dribbles it in the lane. Strong looking move towards the basket. Shot's no good, though. Levere comes up with a rebound. It's Jesse Shelmadine. He sends it all the way up ahead, but the pass is a little too strong to Brandon Smith and ends up going out of bounds. So with the turnover, the ball will come back to the Tigers. 6:15 left in the half. Tigers up 38-16. Cale Watson with the ball for the Tigers. Sends it up ahead to Hazen. In the lane to Mr. Anderson. His shot's no good, but Trey Treasure's there for the rebound and the conversion. French brings it up. Sends it over to the left side to Smith. Smith puts it on the floor. Sends it to the corner to Peter. Back to Smith, shots way off the mark, goes out of bounds, and it'll come back to the Tigers. Hazen up ahead to Kale Watson, who brings across the timeline. Dribbles it up the free throw line, sends it over to Anderson on the left side. His shot up off the glass is good. 42-16. Jesse Shelmadine sends it up ahead to Brandon Smith. He's going to dribble in the lane, tries to kick it over to the right side to Shelmadine. The big boy, Brian Shelmadine, he's able to convert off the glass. Hazen brings it back for the Tigers. Hazen dribbles along the left side of the lane, shot up off the glass, takes it to the bank, makes the deposit. Tigers up by two more, 44-18. Brandon Smith takes it along the left side of the line. Shot's no good. And Anderson with the rebound, and he collides with the Bevere player. And they're going to call Matt Peter of Bevere with a foul. Hazen up ahead to Kale Watson to Anderson. Anderson loses a handle on it, and they're going to call a jump ball, I believe. Bevere will have it. They inbound it to Jesse Shelmadine. Sends it up ahead to Peter. His shot is awful. But Brian Shelmadine with the rebound and a putback. Trey Treasure inbounds it to Hazen. Hazen brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to Thomas on the left side. His 15-foot jump shot is good. 46-20 Tigers with the advantage. Send it all the way up to Schatzer. His shot's no good. Quick move it to Kale Watson. He takes it in for the easy layup. Tigers really moving the ball up and down the floor. Jesse Shelmadine brings it across the timeline. Takes it to the free throw line. Pull-up jump shot's no good. It's kind of a scrum, and Trey Treasure ends up with it. Hands it off to Hazen. We're headed back the other direction. 4:14 left in the half.
Over to Anderson. Back to Hazen. Hazen puts up a shot for three. It's good! 51-20, 31-point lead. Tigers looking pretty steadily right now. It's out of bounds on number 00, Zaxter. Bevere's ball. I don't know who is out on then. He'll pass in the send. Jump ball. Sheldamine, I'm sorry. Watson to Thomas. To Kale Watson. To Kyler Watson. Puts up a nice little shot. No good. Sheldamine with the rebound to his brother Sheldamine. Over to Chris. Drives in, no good. Oh, good, I'm sorry. The block was no good. Thomas will bring the ball down for the Tigers. I'm sorry, Kale Watson. He passed off the last second, brings it across the timeline. To Thomas.
Nice looking reverse layup, but just didn't go in.
Sheldon Medine over the press, and they call a travel.
Jake Crest, I'm sure, was not happy about that. He got his shot off, and it went in as a three, but the ref calls him with travel before he got it off.
Kylie Watson will pass into his brother, Kale Watson. To Kylie Watson. To Treasure. To Kylie Watson. Kylie Watson puts one up the 3-4 line. It's good for two. It'll be Blues ball because they threw in Matt Thomas's lower body and it went out of bounds. Looks like Kress will be throwing the ball in for the rear Wildcats. He will throw into Shelmadine. Jesse Shelmadine, I'm sorry. Back to Kress, to Brian Shelmadine. Back out to Kress. Kress will drive, a shot up, no good. Is hit out by Bevere. It'll be Bashir's ball. Kylie Watson will pass the ball in for the Bashir Tigers. To his brother, Kale Watson. To Anthony Ambrosia. Oh. Trey Treasure let the ball go there. Chumadine puts up a three. No good. Crest to Chumadine. And he puts up a nice little two-pointer.
Strong move by Brian Chumadine, taking it to the basket. 53-24, Tigers with advantage. Kale Watson has it up top, dribbles in the left elbow, shot off of the glass is no good. Callie Watson, though, with the rebound. Tried to feed it in to Fertig, but it goes right in the hands of Brian Chumadine, so we're headed back the other direction. His brother Jesse, I assume it's his brother, has the ball, sends it over the right corner to Kress. Kress into the Brian Chumadine, he's able to convert. Tigers got to be strong off the big man, Brian Chumadine. Kale Watson has it for the Tigers. Dribbles over the near side across the timeline. Guarded by Jesse Chumadine. To Ambrosia on the right side. Ambrosia takes it into the paint. Cross the lane pass to Kale Watson. He's able to make the shot off the glass. 107 left in the half, 55-26. Kress has it, sends it back to Brian Chumadine, and he's going to be fouled going to the basket. Is it possible, Sam, that we could have a 100 score in this game? 55-26 now, Tigers with the advantage.
Well, it depends.
Well, I think it's probably unlikely because you get in the fourth quarter, and then if we still have that big advantage with the mercy rule, they'll not stop the clock, so probably is not possible.
I'd like to see him get 100, though, because at this rate, they don't start the mercy rule till the fourth quarter, right?
Right.
They could easily have 60 or close to 60 points by the end of the half. Right there, we just got an offensive rebound. To Fertig, it's good. See, we worked the ball around. We know where they're going with the ball. That's why we can set up like that. He's there again. They call their foot. It's still our ball, though. See?
Fertig waited just a little bit too long to try to make his pass across the lane, and Bevere was able to get a foot on it. 42 seconds left. Trey Treasure's shot from the right elbow is good.
59. See? We know where they're going. We set up a trap. See, we're going to have 60, I can tell you right now. 60 before the half's over. And that means we have a really strong chance to have 100 by the end of the game. And
15,
I'd like to see it.
15 seconds left. Tigers obviously holding. Fertig's shot from the free throw line is good. You're right, we're going to have 60, maybe even 61. 5 seconds left.
No, we already have 61. Did you see Shelmany's little cover-up dunk? No good.
So time expires. We're at halftime. Tigers lead it 61-27.
And
if you're just joining us, the girls come away victorious in the girls' action 48-41. So the clock's been reset for 10 minutes, and we'll be back for a few for the second half of tonight's action between the Brashear Tigers and the Bevere Wildcats.
You know, we were looking at the points, and we were averaging them up, and Brashear's averaged 30 points a quarter, and that is really good for a 1A class team.
We've got some point totals for us. At the halftime, Justin Hazen was 7, David Anderson with 4, Matt Thomas with 6, Kale Watson with 8, and Tigers already have three players in double figures, Kylie Watson with 10, and Ryan Fertig and Trey Treasure with 12 apiece. Leading scorers for the Wildcats, Jake Kress with 2, Jesse Chumadine with 2, Matt Peter with 4, Brandon Smith with 2, Andrew French with 2, and by far and away their leading scorer, the big man, Brian Chumadine, with 17 points. Clock's at 1:33. We'll be ready to get started in the second half of play tonight in tonight's matchup between the Brashear Tigers and the Bevere Wildcats. Tigers lead it 61-27. If you're just joining us, the girls come away with a win as well, 48-41. Lady Tigers dug themselves a big hole in the first quarter, but worked to bring themselves out of it all the way through the game and ended up on top by 7. It's going to be Bevere's ball at the beginning of the third quarter. Andrew French is going to inbound it for Bevere to a waiting Jesse Shelmadine. Shelmadine brings it across the timeline. Gets it up ahead to Andrew French, but the pass is bad. Cale Watson gets his hand on it, but he steps out of bounds. Kress takes the ball. Shot's no good. Gets his own rebound. Matt Thomas with the steal. Sends it up the head to Kylie Watson. He can't quite handle it. Goes out of bounds. It'll come back to Bevere. Nice looking play. Just a little bit too much mustard on the ball. French hands it off to Jesse Shelmadine. Brings it across the timeline. Shelmadine to French. Cale Watson goes for the steal, but Bevere able to hang on to it. Bad pass over to Jake Kress and ends up going out of bounds, so it's going to come back to the Tigers. Trey Treasure is going to inbound it for the Tigers. Up ahead to Matt Thomas. Thomas brings it across the timeline back to Hazen. Hazen up the top. Sends it over to Cale Watson, who will square it for 3 on the right side. No good. And Bevere with the rebound. Jesse Shelmadine has it. Brings it up across the timeline on the far side. Sends it over the left side to Kress. Kress to Shelmadine. To his brother, Brian Shelmadine. Nearly loses the handle on it, but able to come up with it. About a 15-foot jump shot by the big man. Didn't know he was able to do that. They sent it up to Cale Watson. The pass is by Matt Thomas is not a good one. Cale Watson can't get to it, and it goes out of bounds right in front of the Tiger bench. So it'll come back to Bevere. It inbounded to Jesse Shelmadine, guarded by Cale Watson. Jesse gets it to his brother. Strong-looking move on the right blocks. Puts it up, and shot's good. Boy, he's got a boatload of points tonight. Cale Watson has it for the Tigers. Drives it in along the baseline. Shot off the glass is good. And he's fouled. I think it's probably going to be on Brian Shelmadine. Yep, that's it. That is his first foul.
Not too bad for a big man.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. He stayed out of that much foul trouble playing down low so much. Number 14, Dalton Livingston, checks in the game.
Cale puts up his first shot. It's good. Or, I'm sorry, his only shot. Number 4, Jesse Belmadine to his brother. Puts it up. No good. Justin Hazen just about had the rebound there. And the guy about 6 foot was standing right behind him. Number 24, that's into Brian Shelmadine. And they call a foul on Matt Thomas. I believe. Yes.
Foul's going to be on Matt Thomas, I believe.
Yep.
Is that what you said?
Yep.
I was asleep at the wheel, Sam.
Oh, well. We all do. You get asleep at the wheel sometimes. Shepherding puts up his first shot. It's good. Going for his second. It is no good. To Hazen, to Thomas. Thomas will pass to Hazen. To Thomas, to Hazen. 3 seconds in the lane on Kylie Watson. It will be Bevere's ball. Coach Williams will call a timeout.
All right, French is going to inbound it to awaiting Jesse Shelmadine. Shelmadine runs the point for Bevere. Gets it across the timeline. A little wild. Hazen ends up with a steal. Hazen takes it the other way in a hurry. 5:55 left in the third period. Hazen's shot for just inside the arc is no good. Shipman, not Shipman, but Kylie Watson tries for the putback, no good. And they're going to call a foul on 23, which is Hazen. Shelmadine. Jesse, that is. Brings it across the timeline. Nearly has the ball stripped from him. French ended up with it, sends it back to Shelmadine. Ball's on the floor to Shipman. Kale Watson.
Kylie Watson.
Yeah, you're right. Kale Watson had it to Kylie Watson. Back to Kale Watson to Hazen now, top of the key. Hazen over to Kylie Watson, cross court, Trey Treasure, or across the lane, I should say. Nice looking pass there.
Yeah, really. Tigers run a nice, smooth offense, and that's what helps them. There, they just passed it to Justin Hazen to Kale Watson, and he puts it in for two. 68-32. Joe Madan will bring it down across the timeline to try to pass to his brother, but Kale Watson passes to his. Kale will bring it down over to Hazen. To Kylie Watson, to Trey Treasure, puts it up for two. 70-32. Shamadan will bring it down again. Across the timeline. To his brother. Puts it up for two. It's no good. Matt Thomas strips the ball. To Kale. For two. Tigers now leading by 40 points.
Just like a dishwasher or a clothes washer at a spin move. Do you see Kylie Watson with that ball? Woo! Nice looking.
Kylie and Kale both. I mean, they just got good footwork. They got good balance. Matt Thomas there to Kylie. Puts in a nice layup. 74-32. Tigers leading by 42 points. I'm sorry. Over to Peter. No good. Thomas comes up with it. Over to Treasure. Treasure will hand off to Justin Hazen. Hazen to Kylie Watson. To Matt Thomas. Puts it up. No good. Shelmadine. Oh, Trey Treasure right there, I believe. It's either Trey or Justin. Yes, it is Trey. And, they had about six boys, three from each team, waiting to sub in for about 2 minutes, I believe.
A lot of substitutions here. Anderson, Ambrosia, Furtick, all in the game. A lot of speed going on here. But during all that, Brandon Smith able to take it in for the 2 points. Kale Watson has it for the Tigers, brings it across the timeline. Up at the top of the key. Sends it. Tries to get it down to Furtick, low on the left side, and it goes out of bounds. It'll go back to Bevere. 2:55 left in the third. Tigers lead at 74-34. Brandon Smith brings it across the timeline on the near side. Gets it to Brandon Smith, the right elbow. He pulls it up, some shot, no good. Kale Watson with the rebound. He's heading the other way in a hurry for the easy layup. Tigers now 76-34. Brandon Smith.
The Tigers are over three-fourths of the way to 100, and that's saying something. You know, that's pretty good.
New boy, Kearns with the ball, has the ball stripped from him, opens ahead to Anderson. Anderson's shot up off the glass is no good. But Kale Watson with the rebound, and he's able to get the put back. 78 now to 34, Tigers. 2:16 left in the third. Smith brings it across the timeline for Bevere, guarded by Anderson. Smith dribbles along the left side, tries to get up ahead to Brandon Shelmadine, and he's going to be fouled by Furtick, so he'll go to the line to shoot a pair. Hazen and Thomas ready to check back in for the Tigers.
I imagine most of the Tiger fans are feeling 100 right now.
So a 2:05 left in the third period. Tigers lead it 78-34. And if you're just joining us, Tigers get the win in the girls' side 48-41. on the floor now for the Tigers. Hazen, Ambrosia, Anderson, Furtick, Thomas. Brandon Shelmadine's second shot is up and good. 78-35 now, Tigers with the advantage. Hazen has it for the Tigers, brings it back in a hurry across the timeline. Sends it over to Ambrosia. Ambrosia dribbles it inside the arc. Shot is no good, but Matt Thomas comes up with the rebound, and the putback is good. 80-35 now.
But your boys are smoking tonight. Not like smoke expensive. But anyway, Shelmadine over to number 23. Gee, back to Shelmadine. Puts up a three. Good. The Tigers aren't too worried about putting a man out there right now because they have a humongous lead. 42 points. The Hazen puts up a three. It's good. 83-38. I mean, they pull out that three. Justin Hazen just whips it right back. And I mean, it's like a tie ball game. You know, it's not really close to being a tie ball game. But, I mean, Shelmadine right there. Brian just puts it in for two. I wouldn't be surprised if Tigers didn't try and put it in for two. Yep, they're going to go for two. There it is. 85 points. They're going to hit a $100 bet on it. Hazen with the rebound. I feel 100 right here. I mean, there's just something about this game that tells me it's going to hit 100. No,
it might
what.
Be the score. We have 85. Could that be the something?
Maybe. Maybe it could be 100 fouls. You know, double zero, get one foul on him. There's 100 right there. Because 1-0-0. Shelmadine put
4 seconds left. Hazen has it.
Shoot!
Shot. No good. So at the end of three, Tigers lead it 85-42. I have a feeling this is going to be a rather short fourth period.
100 points, bet it right now. I bet you 100 points. You know, looking at the fouls here, we kind of need to hold our fouls down more than they do. They have one foul this half. We have four. Oh, well, we're winning.
Carol and Kylie Watson on the floor. Trey Treasure. Got a couple of new boys. Owens and Songer for the Tigers.
You notice their little, I call it the Brashear trademarks, the black socks. All of them, black socks.
Yeah.
That's their little trademark. Kylie Watson will pass into his brother, Kale. And I'm still feeling 85 points. Kale did the right thing there. Shelmadine will bring it across the timeline to McGee. McGee puts it up. It's good for two. You know how I see it? The Tigers are thinking, let them have those shots. Don't foul. Don't have nobody foul us. You know, we don't want to basically lose this game for nothing. Kale tips it back in for two. That's 87. 3 points away from hitting 90. Folks, we're going to get 100 right now, I can tell you. Shot's no good, just out of bounds. That keeps the clock running because we are ahead way more than 30. There's a minute down. Kale Watson brings across the timeline. There's a nice screen by Adam Songer. Kale will pass to Jacob O. Get stuffed by Shelmadine. They call a foul on Adam Songer, number 15. Stop that layup. I don't believe he'll be shooting two. No, not shooting two. That's the Tigers' fifth foul this half. Adam Songer comes up for the third to Kylie, to his brother Teo, which we'd love to see the beloved dunk right here. One thing is, Carol, there's 89, it's 90 right now, aren't they? You know, here comes Shelmadine. Them boys are wanting to dunk it. But Carol says to himself, I'm not going to risk the game. But see, he's got a situation here where it's not risking the game, and he might just do it. You know, just hit it out. Watsons are out. And Treasure, they take out their big man. Jacob Owen gets the foul there. Shelmadine will be shooting, and I think he's got a chance to put them both in. Nope. Matt Thomas has the last ball, but way a little too late to jump after it. Ref back him up there, and Shelmadine will be shooting too. I like that little signal there that he's going to make this one. Line for dig to Matt Thomas. Matt will go to Anderson to Furtig. Here comes 90 points. Nope, not quite. There's a shove on number 15, Adam Songer, his second in about 3 minutes. Shelmadine will bring it down. Looks like Matt Thomas bringing it across the half-court line to Anderson, back to Matt. Anderson will swing it around, just like they planned, to Furtig. Furtig will go in. It's good! 91 points. Shelmadine has got his second foul, I imagine. I don't know if for sure scoreboard can go that high. Oh, no, that's Shelmadine's fourth foul. He must have got all the fouls when I was gone. Ryan Furtig, we're feeling our 100 points. 92! Four baskets away, boys! It could just happen. Nuh-uh. Scott gets the rebound to Hazen. To Dylan Redding, to Ambrosia. Puts up a three, it's good! Woo! 95! I can taste it right now! Puts up a three, no good! Ambrosia with the rebound! We're gonna go to 100 right there right now, boys. Into Jay Scudder, and he gets a foul called on him. I'm telling you right now, the Brashear boys are proud of Jay Scudder. Oh, dang. Oh! We won 100. Anderson. To Redding. Back to Anderson. Anderson's got the right side way open. No good. 100 points, gone. Oh, come on, ref.
Down to 45 seconds now. Bevere just moving the ball around a little bit, not taking any shots.
Oh, come on, Bashir! Gotta get those! We gotta get 5 points in 20 seconds. Can we do it? Oh! Yes! Woo!
97!
Can we do it? No, it's no good. We're not going to get them. It's good.
So that's the ball game. Tigers win it 97.
To 51.
To 51.
Go Tigers.
What a ball game.
They're all pretty happy looking. I wish that three-pointer. I'm just wondering, where was that three-pointer at the whole game? Way to go, boys. You lost
your mind. That's it. This is John Slavin, joined by
Sam Smith.
And that's it for tonight's broadcast from the Brashear Marina in Brashear, Missouri. Tigers win a pair. The girls win 48-41, and the boys win 97-51.